Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, February 24, 2026 at 9:03 a.m. We will begin with an invocation offered by Peggy White, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, as we come before you this day, we'd like to thank you for the many, many blessings that's been bestowed upon us. Father, we appreciate the weather conditions that we did have last week. All of the moisture that we can get is greatly appreciated. Please help those on the East Coast that it's not more than they can handle at this point in time. Father, we ask that you give guidance to our commissioners and the groups so that we can make the decisions that will help make the county a strong and wonderful place to live. Father, watch over all of us as we travel back and forth between many different areas that we each have to go. We ask these favors and blessings in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Peggy. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. In the courthouse today, we have Commissioner Acey and myself. Commissioner Lytle is excused. He's at NACO or traveling back from NACO. Peggy White from Economic Development and Tourism, Nicole White from the Clerk's Office, Brian Gibson from ITGIS, Gary Boyd, I think you're representing Shooting Range Committee today, and Jeff Shipton, welcome. And virtually online, oh, is somebody else back there?
Yes.
Cordell McCracken is hiding back there, where I can't see him. Sorry to overlook you. And virtually, it doesn't look like we have anybody online yet, virtually. All right, I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the redevelopment agency meeting.
So moved.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to go in and out of the RDA meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item is to review minutes from our meeting held last Tuesday, February 17th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for the Daggett County Commission and Rural Development Agency meeting, February 17, 2026.
I'll second the motion. Motion and a second has been made to approve the minutes from the Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting from Tuesday, February 17, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Did I miss something? All right. Welcome, Sheriff.
Thank you.
All right. Issue updates for discussion. Anything that we need to discuss concerning the RDA? Or the Municipal Building Authority? Affordable workforce housing. Cordell, would you be willing to give us an update on the self-help housing?
Yeah, we got almost 2,000 fully sided. We sprayed in the insulation a little bit. A little bit at a time. We're making progress.
Good.
Good.
Perfect. Thank you.
So on that note, this morning it was announced that the USDA is going to stop that program. The USDA is going to stop the self-help housing.
Future projects.
Future projects.
We're like one of the last
more than likely, unless they change that ruling. That was kind of sad this morning.
Who announced it?
It was on, I want to say it was on the Channel 2 News this morning. They were interviewing people that are in the midst of trying to be approved for it. And everything's, one gentleman was very upset because of the cost of everything, getting it to where he could get to the point to be approved, and now he's not going to be able to.
Well, let's reach out to UBAG and just make sure that that's the case. That'll be disappointing if it is. Okay. Sheriff, anything from your office? Discussion on airports. There's a meeting scheduled for tomorrow with the Dutch John Airport Group. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Did you get an invite to that? All right, clinic updates.
They're supposed to be delivering sheetrock in the next couple of days, and then still haven't heard for sure about the doors. Moving along, I haven't heard of too many breakdowns recently. I think it's moving along pretty good. I know we have a meeting coming up.
Yeah, Thursday morning at 10.
Yeah.
Coordination meeting. All right. Anything on roads today? Code enforcement. Legislation. Peggy, anything on tourism today?
We've got 14 jumpers so far for Freeze the Gorge. A lot of people have an interest of watching, not too many want to jump, but we'll have a decent crowd down there to at least watch the 14 that are going to go in.
Where do they get a jump from?
Just the little ramp, dog over their heads. We're meeting with search and rescue to make sure that we don't have like a group of 15 all want to go in at one time, because that overwhelms them if something happened with search and rescue. So that's moving right along.
You signed up, Randy? You know I did.
That's why I was so concerned about what they had to jump off of.
I'm not the only one.
I'm scared of heights.
I'm glad you'll be there with me.
You can jump together. We're going to let 2 to 4 jump at the same time.
I don't think that'll help either.
It doesn't make it any easier.
No,
easier.
No moral support.
Huh? Well, I could see me pushing him, but I don't think we're going to hold hands and jump off together.
I'm not going to intentionally jump into that water.
Okay. Well, it's a lot warmer than it would have been last year, I think.
Yeah, probably get more people excited. That's not saying a whole lot.
I don't think that you could tell the difference.
Yeah. Probably not.
You'd probably get more people signed up to push the sheriff in.
We thought about doing one of those cages where you sit on the bar and we let the kids throw the balls at the lever and drop you in.
I'm surprised you didn't come up with that for us.
I actually have come up with that for Daggett Days.
High throwing contest.
Something, I don't know. But tourism is moving along pretty good.
Good. Right now. All right. Are there any citizens that would like to make comment today? Okay, let's move on to review the cash summary and accounts receivable report.
I'll make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary and accounts receivable report as of February 20, 2026.
I'll second the motion. A motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report as of February 20th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. There's an open invoice register for county to review next.
Make a motion to reapprove the open invoice register dated 2/19/2026 for standard invoices in the amount of $71,173.12.
I'll second the motion. The motion and the second's been made to approve the open invoice register for Daggett County as of 2/19/2026. In the amount of $71,173.12. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There is a reimbursement register to review for approval.
That we approve the reimbursement register from February 1st to February 14th in the amount of $137.75.
And I'll second the motion. The motion and a second's been made to approve the reimbursement register federal period 2/1 to 2/14/2026 for Daggett County in the amount of $137.75. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. There's a disbursement summary for the county as well.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll make a motion we approve the disbursement summary, signs checking from 212 to 219-2026 in the amount of $164,678.32. With no void.
I'll second the motion to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary for Daggett County from 212 to 219-2026 in the amount of $164,678.32. The motion and the second's been made. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Any correspondence?
So I sent you guys a page for the correspondence for the California Junior Rodeo. I just was going to go with them. That's why it wasn't included in the packet. This is the same one we used for them for the saddle rodeo. I think we put that in the budget. How much is it?
Well, why don't we put this on the agenda for next week for consideration? Perfect. Randy, any other correspondence?
No, I don't have any.
All right, let's move on to calendar. We have an elected officials meeting today at noon. Mentioned the Dutch John Airport meeting tomorrow at 1. I've also got a trail funding, kind of an explanation meeting tomorrow at 2 for the bike path. So I've got a conflict. I'll talk to Carrie. I think Peggy. I think you were you in on that invite for the trail meeting with UDOT? See who was on that. I don't see a list, but I think that's mostly just an administrative type meeting to explain how the funding sources work together. There's the UAC Legislative Committee meeting Thursday at 10, and also the Daggett County clinic construction meeting Thursday at 10. And that's what I show on my calendar. Do you have anything to add, Randy?
No, just I know we need to try and get some more support for the three commissioners to try and be at that airport meeting to, you know, to move forward. I think, well, Brett's not here, but... you know, we've had a hard time where we haven't made a meeting yet to all of us be there. We need to find a way to move it forward and, you know, show our support or, you know, our approval and what goes on or what we feel like I think the town has some ideas that they want to see done at the airport. And, you know, I think if we are there to hear it and participate in giving our views on it would be good. You know, we've had several attempts to try and get the meetings, and we have been putting them off, but it looked, Brett's been making, not excuses, but trying to, it's a hard thing to try and schedule, seems like, to get.
Yeah, we've had some conflicts, but Wednesday will work for me.
Okay.
To be there. And I'll reach out and make sure Jack's aware, see if he's able to be there as well.
Well, I think, you know, he has an opportunity maybe to find the time to bring it up with the mayor or something over there where he lives there. Can find time to, if he's, I don't know when he's supposed to be back.
I think he was traveling back today, if I remember right, but I'll reach out to him. Okay. Let's move on. We've got about 5 minutes before we need to recess for our MBA meeting, so let's jump into policy and legislation. do you think that'll be enough time to go over the item number 5 on the agenda, Andy, the discussion consideration of shooting complex, restroom maintenance and cleaning? Just so we can get started and see. And if we can, let's see what we can do in 5 minutes. Not to cut the conversation short, but.
I wanted Caden, they were going to be here, but they probably thought it was farther down the line. So.
I'm going to call Caden real quick.
Yeah.
Can I give you some background? Just.
Yes, you just said, well, get started.
Okay. So as you know, we put those restrooms out there over a year ago with grant money.
Hey, will you come into commission meeting real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been going out there every week and checking the cash boxes and get the money out of those and gathering up the garbage and bring it here to the dumpster. And then if the toilet needs toilet paper or whatever, I'll replace that. And up to this point, I've been sweeping it out, and every once in a while I'll take a squirt bottle and rubber gloves and all that, wipe down the toilet. But a little over a month ago, looked in there and somebody had diarrhea real bad, missed the toilet, and there's crap all over the place.
Literally.
And I've got pictures if you want to see it. At that point, I'm thinking, okay, our volunteers aren't getting paid enough to do this kind of stuff. And we'd like the county to Italy. Probably clean it twice a month in the summertime, for sure twice a month, maybe in the wintertime once a month. It doesn't get used a lot, but it's amazing how much people are using it. It's amazing how much people are shooting out there, doing out there.
Come in, sit down.
But anyway, up to this point, it has not been cleaned up. And I know you guys are waiting on a maintenance person or whatever. I'm hoping hoping that can be a part of their job duties. And as a committee, after the shoots and stuff, we'll go in there and sweep the mud out and that kind of stuff. Too. And just after we've had a bunch of people in there. Got to make sure I got all my notes here. Oh, and every spring we do a spring cleanup out there, which is probably going to happen our next meeting in March.
We all go meet up out there and pick up trash.
Pick up trash and all that. And we've got one of our volunteers that is taking care of all the targets out there. He goes out there every week and replaces backer boards and whatever needs replaced. And he picks up stuff.
Yeah, that's been a really well-functioning committee. A lot of time and effort and hours and work that's gone into the improvements out there. So first of all, thank you to those that are here that are involved with that, Randy and Jordan and you yourself, Gary, whoever. If I'm probably missing people. I'd probably just say it's kind of growing pains, learning new needs and processes and procedures. But that's a sign of good work, I think, that it's being used. Mm-hmm. Sign that it's being used. And I think it makes sense to me that let Randy and Cade speak from Buildings and Grounds, but I think it makes sense that where it's a county facility that we participate. It sounds like you're willing to do, then the committee's willing to do some cleanup and maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
And just asking, if I'm understanding right, just asking for like once a week, twice a week, depending on the time of the year and the use.
Or twice a month, it probably.
Sorry, that's what I meant to say. Okay. Thank you.
Potentially, maybe before events, depending on the timing of that week where it falls.
Yeah, if there's an event or. Something to be mindful of.
So, what are you saying? We go there twice a month, and then before or after the event?
Well, I guess, like I said, depending on where that, like, twice a week falls, we would try to do it.
Twice a week?
Or come twice on. A month.
I got you off.
Yeah, like you did. It's
like I'll take responsibility.
Like I'm just giving them a bad
like
time.
Like if the timing is a day after the shoot, then that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if we, like, you know, or they went the week before the shoot, or are supposed to go, like maybe adjust it that month to go the week of the shoot or something, or the event, or whatever.
What, just out of curiosity, what is there a schedule for the restrooms at the park for cleaning and checking those that might correspond? Or
yes, there is a couple times a week.
Okay, so you'd win those probably more frequently.
These would,
the ones at the park, yeah.
Yeah, there's, well, I would dare say that this restroom here is used several times every day during the summer, and then as long as it's open for the season, then several times most days when the water's on. Then we lock them. But I basically, probably my fault that we haven't done that, but I want to set this meeting up so that we could have the discussion and get the understanding of what is it going to be expected of the county and, you know, just how, you know, I don't really... like it being said that it's above your pay grade, because definitely above mine then, because you make as much as I do. No, anyway, we understand and we know that, you know, after all the discussion we've had, that it's a county facility and we want to keep it functioning together. You know, we've had some discussion about I think the most important part is, you know, keeping the bathroom clean, and then not just anybody going and using the trap
throwers.
So that'll entail somebody. If somebody wanted to do that, then they have to. What's going to be the procedure there, Gary? Can you?
We've got a key checkout procedure through the clerk's office, and the range safety officers are signed up for that. They can check out a key if somebody comes to them, or if they want to take family out there, or whoever, they can check out a key and go out there and open up the trap. And they have to sign a waiver. Everybody that's shooting has to sign a waiver if you got out there. Then they go ahead and shoot.
And all the safety officers have been trained on that.
Yeah.
So they have to have somebody with them, right?
Yes. We have a list in the clerk's office of people we can check the keys out to. However, we do need copies of the waivers.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the waiver's out there. So when they go out there, they
yeah. As long as you guys can just send us a copy of it, that's great. You just have to have it on record.
I can give you copies there.
Perfect. Thank you, Gary.
But there is a... You've got a list of things that's going to be done out there, like, or what you expect the county to, if we can come up with the agreement that we...
We pretty much covered everything with the committee volunteers so far until this. And I dropped the ball on that too, a little bit, because it's something I needed discussed, and this has kind of brought it to...
Like, you know, and partly I was wanting to kind of bring it to a head, you know, so that, you know, we can make a point of how important it is to take care of that stuff, you know, and I know the county's going to be responsible for it, but, you know, to me that kind of, there should have been something said by the person that made that mess. I'm accidentally or whatever, and make somebody aware of it, because I think now it can happen more than just twice a month that we happen to be out or we clean. So if somebody's out there and sees the mess, we want to have it cleaned up.
Sorry, can I interrupt one more time with this? Can we put maybe a note on the door that states contact the clerk's office if there's any issues with the bathroom so we can get it taken care of as soon as it shows up?
That's what I was just going to suggest, because that whoever made that mess, they wouldn't have known who to contact if none of us were at the range or there's not a number on the door or anything like that.
So not try to find somebody.
But there's nobody out there. They don't know who to...
Okay.
Normally, the person that makes the mess won't say anything about it. The next person that shows up would.
Correct.
So,
but yeah, we could. That means that we decided, I guess, on who they would notify.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Do you have any comment, Kate?
The only thing I'm concerned about is, well, correct me if I'm wrong here. I've been told before that if we do anything outside of our fund, the fund that we're working for should pay our wages. It's something I've heard before. I've never actually had to experience it. Did I hear wrong? Or is this true?
Well, the general fund pays for a lot of things. A lot of contributions outside of its own fund. But, excuse me, but that's a good question, as far as coding time and what's gonna facilitate that.
I think Kay's got a good point. I mean, out of the shooting range budget, we can probably come up with some money if we have to offset some of the costs too.
We talked about we'll be responsible for having it cleaned out, you know, so we'll have to call somebody to come and to pump it out.
Once every two years, whatever is needed.
Yeah. Well, if it's used as much as been brought out, it might be more than that. So.
But that's something we could do if we need to.
And the committee would support some of the fund balance being used for that. Okay.
And our chutes we have cover our electricity bill and everything so far.
Right.
So we're doing pretty good on that.
No, it's a way nice facility, and you know, everybody that's been involved in it should be congratulated or pat on the back, or this is one of the best things that's happened to the county, I think. And I think it's all because of the dedication of the volunteers that's been
and a lot of volunteer hours.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And just to remind everybody, this year the TRT funded $42,000 that our maintenance department's never been given before. They should have been, but they weren't. So there is the TRCCA going in and raised this year. And then there's an additional amount that the TRT board approved to go into the maintenance of parks and facilities and things to help cover. I know we use their guys all the time for lots and lots of stuff, so a small portion of that should be able to help with that a little bit. And I don't know what the cost is going to be to keep it up and going.
Well, can I make a comment on that?
Sure.
I think that like when we did the TRT evaluation, we did that based on the events that the DOD was planning to do, so this would be something that wasn't considered when we looked at it. But the other thing is we have that discussion about the admin fees in each fund, and that would probably be part of that conversation.
Good point, Carrie. Thank you.
Another point. I know it's going to take a few weeks or whatever to get somebody online for maintenance stuff. Is there some way we could get somebody out there to clean it?
We'll do that before we get. We've done the interviews for the new person and haven't put it in place yet, but we'll. I've alerted Kate that after this meeting, it'll be official that it be our duty cleaned up, so we'll get it cleaned up.
So one question that I had about the access to the restrooms there, will they be open for the public all the time? Is that the expectation?
Yes.
I think that makes quite a bit of sense. You know, if somebody is expecting them, if they see them, they expect them to be there, available for use, and if they were locked, I think that could cause some problems. So, generally speaking, unless there's an issue, they'll be open to the public all the time.
Okay. I've been really surprised at the amount of use that the whole range gets.
Yeah. Yeah, again, that's a sign of good work in that facility.
We've got a lot of comments, especially through the winter, from like Sweetwater County residents saying that like they've driven out to use ours because it's nicer and more well kept up, especially through the winter.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, well, anything else on this item?
Appreciate everybody getting together talking.
No, thank you. All right. Well, it's a little past time for us to recess to conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting, so we'll do that at this time. It's 9:43.